¿Habla usted Spanglish? With Larry Torres. Canutito runs away from El Chante. The night after la big nevada, Canutito couldn't sleep very well. He kept remembering just how malos his grandparents had been with him at the breakfast table. Maybe it was because tenía calentura en los pies, or maybe because he had a sore throat, pero he just tossed and turned, and he suddenly agarró sentimiento with his grandparents. They just don't appreciate me, he thought, throwing off las cobijas de la cama. Maybe I'll just run away. Entonces, they'll miss me for sure, and then they'll be sorry. He got up real quiet a la medianoche, and he slipped on his pants and put on his jacket. Without making a sound, he slipped into his zapatos and put on his cachucha. He unlocked the front door muy despacito, and he slipped away into the night.
And I'm not here. They'll regret having treated me como un perro, he thought as the sentimiento welled up in his mind again. I bet that they're not even my real abuelitos. I'm probably the son of a prince that was passing by La Cordillera one day on the way to his castle in Amalia, and he left me with these peasants porque some pirates were out to get me.
As he gave vent to his resentment, Canutito's mind sunk deeper into his imagination.
See, that's it, he said to himself. I never thought I looked much like my grandpo anyway. My father was probably an emperor from China, and he married my mother an Indian princess, y por eso I have brown skin. My real parents are probablemente waiting for me to find them so that they can give me mucho dinero for my allowance.
He paused to look at the gallinero by the light of the winter moon. He crossed over the stile into the next field, feeling an empty feeling in his stomach.
Mañana, when my grandma Cuca wakes up and calls me down to eat my stinking atole, nadie is going to answer her.
He paused to catch his breath as he trudged through the snow-covered fields.
Then she will make her café con leche and freír unos huevos for my grandpo, and I still won't be there. She'll probably go over into her cuarto de dormir and look for me under the camalta, but I won't be there either. Entonces, she'll go back into the cocina all apenada and not knowing what to do. Pero I'll be in a palace somewhere eating grapes that my slaves will be dropping into my boca.
He stopped when he got to a turn in the dirt road that led to the new highway. His stomach grumbled.
Y eso no es todo, he continued thinking out loud. Maybe those evil and wicked pirates will finally catch up with me and kill me. Entonces the peasants will bring me back here in a golden carriage and bury me in el Campo Santo. Then my abuelitos will be really sorry that they didn't let me eat Fruit Loops in la mañana. Everyone will cry and regret that they were tan malos conmigo.
Canutito absentmindedly reached into his pants pocket, hoping to find something to munch on, pero he had forgotten to bring a piece of pan or even a manzana as a snack. He reached the far end of the cow pasture, but now before he stepped on a cow patty that he hadn't seen,
"Ugh!" he exclaimed as reality began to set in. Maybe he should have planned his running away a little bit more carefully. Aquí estaba en a cow pasture en la medianoche with nothing to eat. He felt a cold vientecito that made him shiver. Without thinking, his feet turned and he began to head homeward again. His sentimiento had been displaced by his hambre. He began to run, corriendo like a venado, past the gallinero and the woodpile toward la casa. I will perdonar a mis abuelitos, he thought, generously impressed with himself. I will give them a royal pardon, and then they will treat me nice and let me eat anything that I want. He hurried up into the portal, and he fumbled about con la bola de la puerta. He rushed into the cuarto de dormir, just as his abuelitos were getting out of bed. Grandpo! Grandma! He yelled magnanimously. I'm home! His grandpo and grandma just looked at him with a sleepy gaze. They hadn't even noticed que se había ido. His grandpa turned to Canutito and said, Hey, go put palitos into the fogón pa' la lumbre.
Sí, said his gramita, and warm up some water for your morning atole.
Canutito forgot que at least anoche he had been a legend in his own mind. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.